we come to a stage of understanding digital marketing. So what is digital marketing is all about? All marketing efforts using electronic medium and online medium is a digital marketing. So connect you with the customers through an online virtual world. That's a digital marketing. That's how you derive what is digital marketing. Leverages various digital channels available for you to reach, engage, create interaction, call for action, etc. It may use things like search engine optimization, social medias, emails also is one medium, and other websites and various app-based nowadays digital marketing is happening. There's a spectrum of tactics that fall under umbrella of digital marketing. So all this plus many more are the overall umbrella of what you call digital marketing. Connecting with your target group virtually using online medium or an app-based approach that facilitates one-to-one interaction digitally. That's what digital marketing is all about. It may be there to engage, it may be help them to facilitate, it may be a sharing of information, it may be facilitating the comparison, it may be facilitating the purchase also. So why digital marketing? Digital marketing, following as a few digital marketing tools that you have, search engine optimization, content marketing, social media, pay-per-click, affiliate marketing, which is nothing but, you know, you see the bloggers and all there, when they write in their text, etc., there are various product names or various links are provided. Now, when you click that link and go to that, and then you buy that product, credit is given to the blogger and he gets a commission on that. So these are some of the digital marketing tools that you have. Why do you do digital marketing? Rapid awareness creation. It spreads so fast in real time. It builds interest because it can become very engaging. You can have video, you can have multi-screen approach, etc., whatever. It can create desire quickly. Need can be converted to want and desire very rapidly by demonstrating things. It can compel call for action. That action is something which is prompting him in such a way that action, if taken today, then he is likely to get the benefit. Traffic management. So you create, you release a series of digital communication which eventually bring traffic to either your blog or to your website, etc., where the transaction about the product purchase can happen. So traffic management, traffic is falling down, again you have to rebuild your traffic, so all those things can be done. That's why digital marketing can be used. Big data. So that's the one big term of digital marketing. It's a real time, so much of a data is generated about who's used what application, who has used what, how many times, how much time was he on that page, how much did he refer that page, and so much big data is generated that conveys you a lot about consumers' buying behavior or a changing buying behavior. That's the one big plus why the digital marketing is happening. When you evaluate and analyze them, you will understand what is changing at the consumer's buying behavior end, and that will help you to generate next better strategic and tactical approach of digital marketing. So we come to a stage of understanding what is integrated marketing communication. This is a concept. We are going to understand what is an integrated marketing communication over or under the MarCom as an umbrella. So now we will study the concept of integrated marketing communication. I have used the word concept because this needs to be really understood. It has been practiced nowadays widespread, but in our era when we learnt about it, this was a new concept which was entering the marketing field. Marketing community uses the communication methods that will break through the communication clutter. It needs to really create a path for your communication to reach your customers, to reach target audience with interesting and persuasive message. So that's a need of a marketing communication. Assure that marketing communication investment yield an adequate return. So these are the critical requirement of any MarCom. Okay. Now you look at this situation. I am representing two advertisements in front of you. Advertisement by the company, which is talking highly about the technology advancement in manufacturing of the bearing. Now at the same time, the dealer of that company publishes the advertisement which talks about different product range of bearings. Now you see that both the advertising coming at the same time doesn't communicate the same thing. So now in such case, you are quite literate enough to figure out what will the message be delivered to the end recipients. So this is a challenge. How to overcome that challenge, the concept of IMC has come in. instead of functional approach, IMC integrates these functions into one collective strategy. Sale may have some object, dealership network may have some objectives, marketing has one objectives. IMC first task is to integrate and develop one collective approach. So that's the first foundation of IMC. Harmony between different media channels and the promotional mix essential to deliver one message impactfully. So when you arrive at a harmony, harmony of your collective need, harmony of your various channels that you use to achieve one particular objective, really creates the impact in the mind of the recipient. Overall, the message of the organization, different message maybe from the organization, talks only one story. In the previous this thing, I told you dealer is talking about the range, company is talking about technology advancement. Now, what if both dealer and company talks about technology advancement? So all recipients around will start realizing, oh, this company's bearings are technologically far superior. So that's what IMC has to achieve. It's like, you know, I have shown you this picture very interestingly, in which under the shell, everything like advertising, PR, internet marketing, be it event, be it printing, whatever, has to integrate itself to make one particular product and one particular message. So that's what this, you know, various picture is self-revealing as to how you integrate various tools of communication to create one shell, and that once represented that way, people are able to identify what it is. Yani. So that's what the message delivery is more powerful and impactful. IMC brings, why do you use IMC? Brings synergy to create competitive advantage and boost inquiry and the sale. And because you synergize objectives of sales, marketing, network, etc. in such a way, you are able to focus on point of distinction that you have over competition. As a message, your communication will be very sharp, will generate required inquiry and the desired sales. Unified message has more impact. And when you are unified, everywhere customer will see the same message, and that's what it has a more penetration in the mind of the customer, cuts through the clutter and the noise. IMC is considered as a move towards fully integrating all business practices that communicate something about the company and the brand to the prospective customers. So every communication going to the customer, to the stakeholders, must fall under the IMC. As a result, company will have to synergize, various functions will have to synergize with the communication head to ensure that integration is achieved in delivering the marketing communication. Utilization of medium under IMC, advertising can be used for, so I am giving you, this is an example representative. Advertising can be used to build the awareness, the larger technologically superior bearing from SK bearings, etc. Now the sales promotion can be done just to generate the inquiry. Wish to know more about technological superior bearings? Write to or give a missed call on, etc. So that's the sales promotion can do. Direct mail when sent to the prospective customers or the database that you have of R&D, purchase, operation people of various companies where the bearings are used, can lead to information exchange, why you are technologically superior, why other bearings fail, etc. So that their knowledge and awareness comes as to your claim is withstood by them. And they accept what you claimed, and personal selling completes the final transaction. Personal selling means the same guy, same conversation, even personal selling will guy will say. He will have presentations, leaflets, brochures, etc. to demonstrate why you are so strong on technology. So he will have stories, he will have success, he will have major orders that has contributed to the work order. So like while I was in SK, we were talking about tunnel boring machine, the bearings in the space, etc. So this is how technology superiority is put forward to the consumers to win him over and defend our pricing. Our pricing of SK bearing used to be at that point of time almost 30% higher than the next international competition rival. Yeah. So, but this was helping us, the integration of our communication was helping us in big way. So this is how various mediums can be used to achieve a specific object, but they are all unified towards one. How to project technological advancement, superiority of your product, and then generate the thing. Otherwise, dealer talks something, personal seller will talk something, advertisement will talk something, sales promotion is on some other line, etc. So then you will not yield the desired result. So that's the power of IMC. I put forward you a representative diagram. So these and other more mediums can be used to really integrate your message delivery. Each medium can be entrusted with the specific objective aligned with the IMC need of your organization. They can help you and get you the desired objective served, which collectively infuses the power of IMC in your campaign. Key changes in the MarCom that has taken place, reduced dependence on the mass media and the advertising. That is what is the MarCom changes that has happened. Increased reliance on the highly targeted communication method, very specifically targeted communication method, especially the digital marketing and real database, big database analysis helps the planners to do that. Expanded efforts to assess communications return on investment. Lot of focus on whether am I getting return for money that I have invested. So that's one big change. Otherwise, in once upon a time, humne to ad kar liya, abhi aaya result nahi aaya, hum kya kare? That's the era where I have at least passed through initially, and then I have realized the return on investment is why it is significant. So that's the change that MarCom has seen over decade on two more benefits of IMC. Promotes customer focus. This is done with the single listing to know your customer, focus on what is needed by them, and all mediums talk the same language to induce action at the customer end. Leads to recognition of all the audiences. All the audiences' needs are recognized, and then collective message, this thing goes through the various mediums to trigger the required call for action. It means clear objectives are set for various mediums. Encourages consideration of full range of media vehicle usage. So to achieve various things, including trade participation is considered, events are considered, roadshows are considered. So that's the power that it can use multiple mediums to garner the required objective-led support for you. Full range of communication method can be practiced if you use IMC. It may not be necessary every time, but yes, it allows you to practice. So MarCom of a new product. So now we finished the concept understanding of what is IMC. Now we want to understand when it's a new product introduction, how does MarCom work? There's a learning, there's a diffusion and adoption, etc. that has to happen. Diffusion. Diffusion is the process by which the acceptance of an innovation, that is acceptance of a new product or a service or an idea, is spreaded by the company, that is the organization who's innovating it, to the society, that is the social system, including the target market, by using a channel, that is a mass media channel, salesperson or even promotion, over a period of time. So over a period of time, that is very important. It's not like today you burst the ad saying that this is a new product and then go quiet. It's like over a period of time, start with blogging, then have the event, then the newspaper advertisement, then the digital burst, etc. You gradually go in a way that you slowly and but steadily percolate your innovation, news about your innovation to the last mile where the target peoples are there, you reach out to them. So that's a diffusion, means it should spread to all those who matter to you. Basic elements of diffusion process, the innovation, the social system, the channel of communication and the time. Innovation, that is what have you innovated. So that's a product. The social system is like how message, how society accepts new messages, new products, etc. And then how the society goes in diffusing the information all around them. So that's one needs to be really understood so that you are able to integrate that into your diffusion process. The channel of communication. So which channel of communication will you take for your reaching this message and what time period? Between which then you will achieve the desired penetration about your new product being launched in the market. It may start even before actual product is coming in. So the bloggers and all today facilitate that kind of a medium for the manufacturers. So they start writing about a new something coming in Samsung or say like Nokia or iPhone, etc. Or say new vehicle coming by some company, etc. So that's how they create that interest, enthusiasm among the auto enthusiasts or mobile enthusiasts, etc. And then you try to diffuse, then you release the press release, then you advertise, and you go about slowly conveying it to the all stakeholders about the innovation that you have brought. Diffusion process, salient aspects we are trying to understand. Classification of innovations. Innovations are either firm oriented, means it's a new to the firm, not new to the market. Product oriented, new product and new to the market. Market oriented, it's a new to the market totally, and consumer oriented, it's a new for the consumer. So what kind of innovation is this? And then therefore, how do you reach this to the consumers is very important. All new products may not have equal probability of consumer acceptance. One need to really know that every new product means the customers will go gaga over it and buy it. No, it like has to ultimately touch base with their need and the requirements and expectation. Then only you will be able to get them over your product and use them and make them use your product. But yes, the diffusion has to take place. The information needs to reach to them. Five characteristics influences customer acceptance of new product. So five characteristics influences customer acceptance. What influences the customer acceptance? What is the relative advantage over the existing products? What is the compatibility? Is it compatible to my need? It might be compatible to my other instruments or you know this thing, etc. So the compatibility matters. Complexity, how complex or easy it is to use. And triability, is it possible for me to try it out? And observability, so will I be able to see it working somewhere? So that kind of thing. So to meet these challenges, customer today digital world offers lot of solutions. Even trial is also offered, 14 days free trial, etc. Observability and all is possible through video films, demonstration, etc. that you create for them. Complexity is reduced by showing them how to use product and those kind of videos and all. So this is how you try to encompass your stakeholder, the consumer target group, by reaching information in a slow and steadily manner to create answers to this kind of aspects in the mind of. So that's the consumer gets favorably influenced towards your product. Handling resistance to change. There is always a resistance to change, resistance to new product acceptance. So what could that be? Low perceived relative advantage. They feel ke isme kya khas naya hai. So what is so good about it? What is so advantageous about it? So can you create a feeling that impresses upon that you have a great advantage using this product? Low perceived compatibility. Yeah, it doesn't go well with me, or you know, it's not me, it's not for me. You know, that kind of a this thing. So can you create a compatibility with the target segment? Triability, can you offer? It is low on trial. Can I really go and use the washing machine, trial it out? Etc. No. Can a laptop be given to me to try it out? No. So if it's a product of capital nature, etc., probably triability is low. So in such time, what will you do? So as a result, relevant videos, relevant product films, relevant how to use films are made. Even those bloggers and those YouTubers create the film around that. That is encouraged by the manufacturers. So they make the product look easy to bring. I have like just before buying the swapping instrument in house, when we looked for why should we use this swapping machine, so many films of so many influencers are floating, and that relieved us it is worth buying. So communicability, so low on communicability, this product whatever they will say I will not understand, so can you create a communication which is self-explanatory, etc. Highly complex, it is not for me, I don't think so, I will understand, etc. So can you create a solution? So these are all adoption resistance, how marketeers will create a solution around that. That's what one need to really be careful about while deciding your diffusion process, diffusion strategy, diffusion tactics, as you say. Having done this, one need to look at adoption process. You have put in effort to diffuse information, now look at the adoption process. Products are adopted by the individual, diffusion by the manufacturer, products are adopted by the user. All adopters are not same. One need to really remember, everyone is not equal. Consumer's decision arriving stage passes through few areas. Awareness is built, interest is generated, evaluation is done by the consumers, trial is sought or facilitated, and then adoption or a rejection comes in. So it's a five-stage process that one need to really see before the consumer adopts your product or rejects your product. But even rejection is a part of adoption. Adopters classified as, so there are classifications of adopters, innovators, we have studied this, early adopters, early majority, late majority, and laggards. anything which is coming new, innovators are first to come in. Early adopters are almost behind innovators. Early majority, after rational evaluation and testimony and all, they will come in. Late majority will wait for some more time to really know that product is really worth it. Laggards are the last, and they always sit on the fence, and then, you know, if they are inclined, they are offered some incentive to move in, or they are the last one. Even there are many who even come when the product is reaching the maturity or the decline stage of their PLC. So these are those kind of people. So whom are you going to attract? That's what need to be clear about. Marketing communication needs to therefore address one of the above aspects primarily with other aspects, maybe as secondary aspects. Example, it can primarily focus to develop interest with secondary aspect as trial of the product. So adopting how to facilitate adoption, so you create an interest, and second this thing could be aspect could be the trialability of the product. So that's how the diffusion and then the marketing communication is to facilitate adopters getting into adoption mode of your product by facilitating their building their interest or providing them trialability opportunity, etc., or a demonstration opportunity as the case may be. So now we have understood even adoption, diffusion and adoption process of a new product. Now we come to like literally the last phase of our this chapter, challenges in marketing communication. So what are the challenges the Marcom people face? Unification of a problem definition. So defining a problem is always a challenge. I have told you even in the advertising, your marketing problem is not your advertising problem. So similarly, your marketing problem or your advertising problem is not your marketing Marcom problem. So you need to really, whether it's a reach, whether it's a frequency, what it is, breaking noise, what is it that you want to achieve, that's your marketing problem unification. So you'll have to like really arrive at a very unified problem definition before you embark. Sales wants something, marketing wants something, network wants something. Again, you have to arrive at a unified problem and then go forward. Common goals, yani, so set a goal which meets the common objective. So that's also a challenge for a Marcom guy. So that this communication were released, it will bring in business in a way that network is happy, sale is happy, marketing is happy, etc. Setting weightage for Marcom mix elements, so how much on print, how much on broadcast, how much on digital, all this is a challenge, yani, to decide. So that's what is a challenge that the Marcom guy has to overcome. Especially when you are going to move towards digital marketing, it will be very challenging for you to justify the investment in digital mediums, etc. Unifying multiple consumer touch points. Today, consumer touch points have increased far more. In early days, very standard, dukaan mein jaane ka, ya to authorized showroom mein jaake gaadi dekhne ka, ya to company showroom mein jaake product dekhne ka, and then selection karne ka. Now I can see it on YouTube, I can see it on Insta, I can see it on Facebook, I see it on television, I read in newspaper. My touch points have increased so much. Now as a Marcom guy, the challenge is how you unify. So when will you touch your customer using which medium, so that his increasing interest builds up and he is persuaded to take that call for action is a challenge. Merging technology. Different technology solutions are emerging. You know, in our Marcom technology we will study, today there are over 7,000 marketing solutions, digital solutions are available. Now from there, what one will you choose for your auto emailer, auto this thing, you know, content developing. So many tools are available. We will study this at that time when we come to that. So is a merging all this technology to meet your objective of Marcom is a big challenge, and selecting what software and application that will work for you, using them, syncing the data with it, deriving result out of it. These are all challenging aspects that the Marcom today faces. Orientation towards the consumer, organization which is fully marketing oriented. For a Marcom to be successful, organization orientation is very critical. Organization which is split between sales, marketing, production, etc. will never achieve that unification. So organization has to be fully consumer oriented, then only all functions will come collectively together, they will be able to form unified problem, unified objective, etc. That can be then translated into integrated marketing communication that will facilitate the proper channel selection and the tool selection. So that's the challenge that a Marcom guy has to face. Such an organization therefore can gain maximum using IMC. So challenges are plenty, but if Marcom guy really able to get a unified solution working with various department, organization orientation itself, if it is customer centric, then you can develop a very effective Marcom using IMC as a concept. So friends, in this chapter we have studied marketing communication, one of the very essential success factor of any marketing management. Thank you.